Welcome to Tubular Connections, a series where we make meaningful connections in the HSS, steel, and engineering communities. Here's your host, Brad Fletcher, Senior Structural Engineer at Atlas Tube.
Welcome, this is Brad Fletcher, Senior Structural Engineer with Atlas Tube. And today my guest is Tim Gilbert with Timken Steel. Welcome, Tim.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Glad to be here.
Appreciate you taking some time out of your day today to sit down and chat. Here we are wrapping up the second day of the annual conference for the Structural Engineers Association of Ohio, which I was fortunate enough to speak at this year and to be a vendor. And so thanks for allowing me to be here. I know you've been involved with SEA over the years. What's your level of involvement with it now?
Well, I'm currently the secretary of the organization. I've held various roles in the past. I've been on the board of directors served as a director for 3 years. And then I transitioned through some of the executive roles as president-elect, president, and past president. And my current term as secretary will be coming up at the end of 2019.
Okay, excellent. So I have to say that I'm involved with a lot of different SEAs, really enjoy this conference. I think it's well attended. I think the engineers are really engaged. And what I really love about it is the engagement with the students. I think the student chapters is a phenomenal thing, and I love to see them participating in this conference as well.
That's one of the things our organization has put a big focus on, is trying to establish work to establish student chapters. I mean, the CO would encourage the students to start the student chapters, and we're glad to work with them to do that. We're not trying to, you know, drive that home too hard, like, you know, to force it to happen. It needs to be an organic situation. But we've been fortunate enough to have several universities throughout the state set up their student chapters, and we work to support them with educational awards, mentoring nights, events at their campus. We'll try and arrange for professionals to come to the campus and offer insight into effective transitioning from your college atmosphere to the professional life. And what sorts of things a student might want to learn that are different than what's traditionally taught in the academic atmosphere.
That's great. I think that's great. I think, you know, when I was a student at Purdue, it was like there were some great things that were going on there student-wise, but certainly we weren't engaged with any outside structural engineers. And so I think the fact that you guys are doing that, I think, is a great thing. Now, I know you're also involved with the National Council of Structural Engineers Association, the NCSEA. So how are you involved at the national level?
Since about 2012, I've been either the delegate to Structural Engineers of Ohio, CO, their delegate to the National Conference, or the alternate delegate to the National Conference. I'm delegate again in 18, and the National Conference is going to be coming up in October later this year. And I serve as a liaison between the national and the, you know, state organization. The national level is, you know, its members are the state organizations. So I am this state's representative to that organization. And, you know, I look to see what the other state organizations are doing, what's working well for them, what actions do they have in their plate to take care of, and what can we share that's working well for us so that we try and, you know, serve the structural engineering community as best as we can.
That's great. Yeah, and we've been involved with the NCSEA as a vendor and as a sponsor for a few years now. I think it's a great connection between different engineers from different states, but also to some of the business that's mm-hmm. out there. And you mentioned the summit coming up in the end of October, which is going to be in Chicago this year. So anyone who's listening, I encourage you to come and join us there. So you're obviously a licensed structural engineer in several states. You work here in Ohio for Timken Steel. Tell us a little bit about Timken Steel and what they do.
Timken Steel is a steel producer here in the Canton, Ohio area, and we specialize in the production of special bar quality steel and seamless tubes. What that means is we bring in scrap. We produce steel through the electric arc furnace process, and we specialize in producing a niche product that has very low level of defects, very high strength, high resistance to chemical attack. It's the kind of product that's going to get used quite frequently in the automotive industry, in the oil and gas industry, and other heavy industries like that for very special applications.
Okay.
It's different than a lot of the steels that structural engineers are going to commonly be familiar with, like, you know, the A992 or, you know, A615, you know, for rebar. This is a different product. You know, we've got, and we can customize our, you know, production to a customer's, you know, specific needs. You know, if Honda comes to us and says, we need something that's got a certain Brinell hardness and it's got a minimum yield strength of 180 KSI with inclusions of no bigger than 5 microns, you know, at so many, you know, parts per billion, we'll work with our team to try and, you know, strive to hit that exact mix with for those customers.
Yeah, that's great. And I think I was going to make a comment that it's kind of the kind of steel that most structural engineers have probably never even dealt with or heard of before. And so to being exposed to that, I think, is a great thing. So mm-hmm. I would imagine through either, you know, your interfacing with other structural engineers or even through talking on this podcast, you expose people to other things that are out there. Because I think it's important for engineers to realize that A992, there's more to it than that, right?
and besides that, just the steel production process is something that I personally find fascinating. So
yeah,
I love being involved in the industrial side of the business in my whole career.
Yeah, so obviously as a structural engineer working for a steel company, you're not designing with the products you make. You're actually helping your company design the facilities that you work on. Is that correct?
Correct. What I'm filling in as a role, you know, we've got as a production facility, our main focus is in getting the product made and delivered to our customers. And the engineering department within our company is in all focused around that. It's mostly mechanical engineers and electrical engineers who are tasked with, you know, ensuring that the process is effective as it can possibly be. The control systems are working appropriately. You know, we're meeting the power needs and all the things that go like that. You know, because in an industrial facility, it's the process that's king. But in my role, I undertake all the civil structural aspects of what needs to get done. And that can be anywhere from helping to provide foundations for a new saw that's going to be going in, a new exit system that we're going to be adding into our line so that we can, you know, take products from somewhere along the production facility and you know, conduct testing on it. Or putting up a new building around our, you know, in 2015, we put in a brand new heat treat facility from the ground up. So that was involved everything from initial conception to foundations to getting the structure built, getting the equipment in place, getting the cranes erected, and having it go into production, you know, to, you know, start serving our customers' needs.
That's great. Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of challenges. I mean, as someone who worked not only in the commercial side of design for architecture and whatever, I did get dabble with a little bit in my career with industrial, worked on some power plant stuff. So they are very different animals. So the industrial side, you're not dealing with, you know, wind loads and snow loads in the traditional way. You probably have other criteria which drives it a lot more.
Oh, absolutely. I learned that early in my career. I was able to start, you know, when I graduated from Cleveland State University, I started work for an electric power producer in the electric generation utility industry. And it's since become, you know, it was Centurion Energy. It's become part of First Energy right now. And I worked 11 years in that field, and it just gave me a tremendous exposure to understanding the wide array of things that an engineer might need to account for. You know, thermal variations in that particular industry, the generation equipment is very large and very heavy. It's suspended from the top because it winds up getting so hot that when it's hot enough, it loses its stiffness and wouldn't be able to support its own weight from below. Hmm. And so you've got, you know, several million pounds suspended, you know, 15 stories in the air. And it gave, you know, some really intriguing problems to the structural engineer. And I've always been fascinated with that ever since, you know, I gained exposure to it early on. I went, after that, I worked in the consulting industry for about 16 years. And I was fortunate enough to work in a segment of consulting where we also served heavy industrial clients primarily, and did work a lot in the power industry, the rubber and plastics industry, and the steel industry as well too. And you know, just by happenstance through some of my associations with a local cycling club, that I learned of a opening at Timken Steel, and decided to explore that. And about 5 years ago, I made the move over there.
Great, that's excellent. Well, obviously, you seem to enjoy it, and it's working out well for you. You mentioned you went to Cleveland State. So are you originally from the Ohio area originally? Or?
Yes, I grew up in Cleveland, and I lived most of my life there. There was a short period of time that growing up, I did live in Orlando, Florida. But that was only a short stint, and then we came back to Cleveland as well, too.
Okay, and then you ended up at Cleveland State, and you've been in the area ever since. I think it's great. So,
yep.
So one of the things that we were talking about earlier was, engagement with young engineers. And so one of the things I always like to ask people is, as we get older and we hopefully gain some experience and some perspective, one of the things we've heard, and we've heard this a lot in the themes of a lot of the talks this week, is about giving back to the younger part of the profession.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, is there any single tidbits or a couple tidbits of information or advice you would pass on to some young engineers?
I would encourage anyone that's looking, and regardless of whether they're just engineers or any profession, is to try and work on your communication skills by listening better. And I'm not going to say that I've always been good at this.
We all can get better at that, yes.
So, but I think there's a lot to learn from other people that are somehow tangential to what you're doing. Some of the best lessons that I've had as an engineer have come back from contractor feedback. Getting out to the site and letting the contractor just unload on me in some rather colorful language, but taking it past what might be a some sort of initial emotional response and looking at it as, what is the lesson to be taken away from this? And I've had some really good experiences that way. And there are a few people out there that just want to or give the appearance that they want to hammer the engineers. I think a lot of those guys that are good at doing what they do want to share their insight. They want to be able to make the things better because they've got a stake in this as well too. The whole team involved, from the conception process to the engineering to the craftsmen that are building everything, take pride in what they do, and they want to do it well. At least from my perspective, that's what I see. So if they can have got something to share, listen, try and take it for some way to possibly improve.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. We as engineers, when we come out of school, we think we know something, but at the end of the day, we very quickly learn on the job that we're going to learn most of what we end up learning on the job. And by able to get feedback from other people in the food chain, because, we design things in kind of in a vacuum sometimes, sitting at a desk, we need to get out, we need to see how it's built, we need to get feedback from the people who are actually doing the building. I think that's great advice.
Yeah, if at all possible, that's something I would really encourage to do.
Yeah, great. Well, Tim, I appreciate your candor and your time today. I know our paths will cross again. We'll be at the NCSEA, as we said earlier, later in October. So once again, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Brad. Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for listening to Tubular Connections. You can learn more about designing with steel HSS at atlastube.com.